Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Take.
Point of contention.
What are y'all talking about? Y'all hating. Stop hating. What am I hating?
Welcome back to Point of Contention. Five topics, 5 minutes, 5 points of contention. Coming up on the show, favorites in the Western Conference. We'll give you some East and West All-Star locks. Raptors, need to wrap it up. And rookie rankings today, January 12th. It's National Curried Chicken Day. Jay, do you enjoy a curried chicken?
Yeah, why not?
Favorite curry, what is it? Don't say Steph. Don't say Seth.
Seth. Dell. Maybe Sonya.
I love a green curry. Marcus, what about you?
Relax,
you like a curry chicken?
Relax. I'm not a real big curry chicken guy.
What?
I'm more of a jerk chicken type fellow.
Oh, love it. Well, all right. Jerk chicken or
he's a Korean chicken guy.
Yeah. It's still Korean fried to me. That's the peak chicken.
Yeah, somehow I mean, jerk is very limited, right? Chicken,
man. Yeah, jerk is very limited. It's good. It's really good at what it does.
It's great.
Yeah. It's a Yaka Pertl. You know? Limited, but very good at what it does.
Yeah, and you know, Korean fried chicken is just, you know.
It's the goat.
First.
Speaking of limited, in this corner, the most braggadocious beantown bench warmer on a college team that went 2-21. He writes Celtics, he reps Kings, and he still believes in Kevin Pitsnoggle, Luke Herangode, and anybody else who flamed out on their way to the basketball tournament. Ride with him on Peloton at the Kid the God. It's Jay Sacramento King. Jay, we're almost 2 weeks into 2023. What is your New Year's resolution?
I'm going to write a book.
Whoa, me too.
I haven't decided what it's going to be about yet, though. Oh, but I'm going to write a book.
I'm in the process of pitching a book right now.
So, ooh,
yeah. I need that Marcus Thompson magic, though.
I was going to say, welcome to.
It's also it's non-basketball and it's a short title, so I don't know if you can help me. But
yeah, I don't know if it's
are work. You writing about movies?
maybe I am. Maybe I am writing a book about movies. Find out. Maybe hopefully sometime in 2024. We'll find out. Yeah. So you're going to write a book? Basketball book?
Yeah, who knows? I haven't really decided yet, but that's what I've just
you should write
up
about
in my mind.
The tales of a D3 school that goes 2-22.
Well, my favorite book ever is sort of like that by Pat Conroy, My Losing Season. But he was at a D1 school, the Citadel. Mm. And it's about his team's shitty, shitty year. And I could definitely write. I could write an even better book.
Oh wow, throwing Conroy under the bus.
No, he's my favorite author ever. I would never throw him under the bus.
Favorite.
R.I.P.
Bless
his soul.
Bless his soul.
That man could write his ass off.
Yeah, I don't think you need to say
bless his soul. And he was a hooper. He was a hooper.
Well, yeah, he was D1 player, but you don't need to say bless his soul. We throw that around way too much.
I mean, we can't bless the guy's soul. Why not?
No, I don't think we have the authority. And in this corner, the most versatile media member in the Bay Area ever. He's written 3 books with ridiculously long titles. You can find them in bookstores everywhere. He's the friend from Frisco. He's the bro from Berkeley. He puts the sauce in Sausalito, the media in Alameda, the AO in Vallejo, the Petty in Petaluma, but most importantly, the OG from Oakland. It's Marcus S. Thompson. Marcus, what is your New Year's resolution?
Man, I don't have one. I'm so tired of failing them. I just gave up. So no, no New Year's resolution for me.
It's only failure if you don't learn from it, Marcus. There's a little wisdom for you, kids.
I learned to not make New Year's resolutions.
There you go. See, it's not a failure then. You learn not to do it. It's like touching a hot stove, you know? Is there a New Year's resolution where you remember figuring it out, or you owe for the century when it comes to New Year's resolution?
Oh, no, 1 year I stopped cursing. It's like, I'm not going to curse all year.
And that didn't last long. There's no way that lasted till the end of January.
There's no really. Way.
Y'all know I don't curse, man. I started that, and
I don't agree. I think we've got plenty of podcasts that say otherwise.
I challenge you. Challenge you to go find it.
Do you actually not swear?
I don't.
Now I
don't.
Will Smith over here.
Not Will Smith. I mean, I'll have like a moment, you know, like in time, like random here and there. But nah, it's just not. I didn't think I could do it, but I did. I went an entire year and didn't. I was like, yo, I accomplished something here. Let's get
Why the fuck would you want to do that?
Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't like that. All right.
Well, my grandmother says all the time,
bless her
people
soul.
Who curse need a better vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. You know what my grandma said all the time? Fuck.
My grandma was just kind of racist. That should check the banter section of the podcast, Doc. All right, guys. Schlecht, start the clock. Take one. Steph Curry is back. Tuesday night, the Warriors had their hashtag full squad. Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins making their return to the lineup. First time we'd seen that starting lineup since December 2nd.
Of Curry. Zach, do you think people know about hashtag full squad?
I don't know if they do, man. That's a
deep cut. I don't think they know about hashtag.
That's a deep cut. That preferred starting lineup of Curry, Clay, Wig, Draymond, and Looney. It's a very important lineup for them in 287 minutes on the court together this season. That Warriors lineup has outscored opponents by 21.3 points per 100 possessions. Defense has been really good, and the offense has been historic, putting up over 128 points per 100 possessions. Warriors stayed afloat recently with a 5-game win streak that included victories over Memphis, Utah, Portland, and Atlanta. Things have mostly clicked when everybody wondered if the Warriors would just be devastated with the Steph injury. So what happened with everybody back in the mix for the first time in about 6 weeks? They got blown out by the Suns. Suns team that is missing Devin Booker, and the Warriors are now under 500 on the season after 41 games. So Marcus, I ask you, the Warriors are still considered the favorites to win the West. Should they be?
That's crazy. They're still the favorites.
Who said they haven't been favorites for a long time, buddy?
They're still the favorites at
still the fa- oh you're odds. Talking about betting oh okay
yeah betting odds. Odds. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay I'm gonna say no.
Then who?
Anybody else? Anybody who has players who are not saying, it doesn't matter what seed we get. Once your team starts saying,
you can't say what seed. That never works out, does it?
But here's the thing. Who would they play where it would matter which seed they get?
Denver, maybe? Denver might be pretty good. I still think we got to wait and see what... Denver in the playoffs is always something different. So I don't want to crown them. But Denver's really good. I think you'd feel good about them against Memphis as the lower seed or New Orleans as the lower seed.
I mean, they did it with Memphis already as the lower seed. The problem is, if the Warriors come to your town and take one of the first two games, this series is over.
That is tough. Yeah, that's a toughie right there. Yeah,
this is a tough one. So I don't know that they're favorites. I don't know that they want to be favorites. I think they just want to get to the spot where they play well, and it's not there. Like, they got worked by Damian Lee last night. Like, they got a lot of stuff to
Damian
worry
Lee's
about.
Been working a lot of people.
Yeah, he has.
He shoots 50% from behind the arc.
He got his ring, man. He got 14 free throws. He got to show off in front of his original home crowd. He got to take it to the team that didn't pay him this offseason. Like, it was a good night for Damian Lee.
It was a good night.
He earned that night. Steph was even mad after the game. You know, normally Steph is like, oh, man, that's my guy. It's my brother. I love him. He was like, yeah, nah, I don't like that at all. Like, Steph was, you know, Steph funny, was wait, pissed.
Here's the funny, just a funny thing about stats. Damian Lee, -3 last night. It's so
that,
weird.
That is funny.
It's so
the
weird,
game,
right? 30 minutes of play. Yeah, yeah. He played great, -3, and they ended up winning pretty
Meanwhile, soon. What is Jordan Poole, right? Like,
oh, boy.
He's like plus something. Like what?
Yeah, Jordan Poole was +2 in 33 minutes. What happened, man? That's such a weird game.
It's so weird.
Such a weird game last
night. It was
night.
Like they just decided. Well, the good thing about it was, I mean, they shouldn't be able to. It's like Torrey Craig and them out there, but
yeah.
I mean, you said no Devin Booker's also no Chris Paul, no DeAndre Ayton, right? No campaign, no Cam Johnson. Like,
it was Torrey Craig. That's about as disrespectful a thing as you could say about a player and a team.
But like, they just decided, all right, man, let's play for real. And then Phoenix almost lost that game. So if there's anything to come out of it, it's like, all right. That's the problem, though. They know they have a switch to flip. They don't care.
That's
about
also
favorites.
A dangerous thing, though.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. No, when you're saying we don't care what seed, and you're saying, though, they've just got to flip the switch. Jay, do you think the Warriors should still be the favorites in the West?
See, I don't think it's about flipping a switch for them. I think it's more about just finding a plan that works for this roster. And they've spent half the season trying to find a rotation, trying to find guys who can play on the bench. And I think they finally started to get that. And obviously, Curry's not in rhythm yet after missing a little while. Wiggins isn't in rhythm yet. He's been pretty bad since returning. But I think because of how good that starting lineup has been when together, if you just figure out who else to play, when you get to the playoffs, you're going to be totally fine. And I think Kuminga stepping up, Anthony Lamb stepping up, Ty Jerome stepping up. Like that's the stuff that will matter, because you're not gonna have to play more than.
I mean, eight, I think that's the problem, Jay. These dudes are not playing in the playoffs. You think Ty Jerome get minutes against Denver?
DiVincenzo.
You need two or three guys, right? So you need DiVincenzo, like off the bench.
DiVincenzo
for that rotation. DiVincenzo, Poole, Lamb.
I'm just saying, once you get,
like you really need Kuminga to be like that guy.
They really need to go get somebody else. That's what they need.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah.
I do think Denver has a chance to knock them off, though.
Like, for sure. Denver's good. Yeah.
Denver's good. And I think they have, their defense hasn't been good this season. Like, you look at the numbers, they're one of the bottom 10.
Yeah.
But they have defensive personnel now, where they can go to lineups where they're big, they're long.
Yeah.
They have Bruce Brown, Aaron Gordon, Christian Brown.
KCP.
Can do a KCP. Yeah. So there are just like,
Jay,
they can play differently than they
does
have.
Does that worry you that they have these defensive guys? And Jokic last year, I mean, Jokic's been, he's declined defensively this year, but last year, like, he had become pretty solid defensively. So, like, they do have the personnel, but doesn't that worry you a little bit that they have all these guys and they've still been, I mean, I guess during this stretch, they've been about league average in defense. It hasn't been the bottom as what they started the season with, but doesn't that worry you a little bit?
But I think in close games, their defense has typically been good. So
you just
they
need
have
to get
that
stops, right? You don't need to dominate. Yeah.
And they have Jokic and they have Murray and Michael Porter Jr. Like, their offense is going to score a ton of
their
points. You just have to get some stops.
Yeah.
And so I'm not too concerned about their defense. And I do think their defense has, like, absolutely another level to reach over this next half of the season. If they get there and if they do figure out, you know, how to become, let's say they become even like respectable on that end, then you'd pair that with having Jokic and Murray, and all of a sudden that's a really, really dangerous team.
All right, take two. All-Star voting returns. The second round of fan voting for the All-Star game will be revealed today, Thursday, January 12th. Jay, I'd like to lock in some Eastern Conference players, and then we can debate who else should make the squad. So let's lock in Kevin Durant. We'll see how that knee injury treats him. But Kevin Durant, Giannis, Embiid, Kyrie, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum. We lock in those six. Those six seem
how
like
is Kyrie leading the guards in voting, by the way? Like, he
Are
missed
you not
half
aware
the
of how the internet works?
He said all this anti-Semitic stuff.
Are you not aware of the internet?
I know, it's just his popularity will never wane.
Hey,
there is nothing that will hurt his popularity.
How many of those votes are trolls? I'm gonna vote for Kyrie just because
it's
they don't
the
like
internet,
him.
Man. I mean, Zaza Pachulia was this close to getting in one year. All right. Jimmy Butler, do we want to lock him in?
Yeah.
Because the coaches, right? Like, you got to think of, like, who the coaches are going to put in there. Siakam?
And honestly, toward the end of it, it's not, like, super deep East group this year.
Well,
Siakam deserves it, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Siakam's been really good. Jaylen Brown, Celtics are going to get a second guy. Jaylen Brown's got to be that, right?
Yeah, and he's averaging 27 on like really efficient
shooting.
Jaylen Brown disrespect is
guards at a seriously high level.
What about, much to Wally Szczerbiak's chagrin, Tyrese Halliburton?
So I think he has to, honestly.
That would put us at 10 right there. So we're at 10. We still have DeMar DeRozan, Trae Young, James Harden, Jalen Brunson, Kyle Kuzma maybe in the mix.
Don't throw Kyle Kuzma.
Bam out of bio. Yeah.
So Halliburton is one of those two where he's young enough and not established enough. Like, he's probably outplaying James Harden this year. If you just look at what they've done.
That month off that James Harden had. Yeah.
Exactly.
I was about to say, ain't no probably.
Yeah. But Harden is Harden. Yeah. And so he has that level of cachet. And it often takes a younger guy like an extra year to get on the team. And once you make it, it's like easier to make it again, I feel like.
What if
so Halliburton might be hurt by that. But he has the Pacers like with a legitimate record.
They're sixth.
And even though they're very young, they're not built to win right now, and he just does so much. And he carries such a big burden for that team because of how much the ball is in his hands.
What if I could combine? You don't want Kuzma in the mix, right? What if I said, hey,
no,
Gafford and Porzingis get to play together? Is that an all-star with the two of them playing
that
together?
That is a
it's been weirdly effective,
I never thought starting those dudes would lead to wins. But
I remember I talked about that in the preseason of those two playing together, and someone of the Wizards world was like, those guys aren't going to play together. They have no plans of playing them together. And then it just kind of worked out that way.
It's counterculture. In a world where everybody's small shooting threes, they're like, nah, buddy.
But we're looking at like 14 options and – Marcus, do you think there are any locks in there? Like, is Trae Young a lock?
I mean, I think so for the same reason. Like,
we could throw DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray's been really good too, right? Like, they're getting two.
Siakam's a lock. Was he already mentioned?
Yeah, we mentioned Siakam. Okay. He's a lock.
Yeah, I think Trae is an all-star player. Like, he's perfect for the all-star game, right? Like,
yeah.
I think he's somebody I want to see. I feel like Jaylen Brown has to be, like, in there.
He's a lock, I mean, the Celtics need a second guy anyway in there, and he's been worthy, and then some.
I mean, number one seed, are we getting Grant Williams in there? Are we?
What?
Are we getting...
What?
Excuse me?
Jay was doing something else, and then I said, Grant Williams, like, what? What?
Isn't it crazy that... Either Durant, let's say Durant was healthy, right? Either Durant, Giannis, Embiid, or Tatum won't start. Isn't it crazy that one of those dudes won't start?
It is so stupid that you can't just slide one of them over to shooting guard.
I know.
It's so stupid. Like, why are we still doing these positions?
Just pick the best five. You know. By the way, you know who is playing at an all-star level? We won't get a sniff, but Nick Claxton, baby.
What are you talking about?
What? He's playing. Level.
He has had a very good season.
Hey, he's balling. Nick Claxton is balling, bro.
I have a real submission here. A real submission. Paolo Banchero. Look, man, Jay doesn't want to admit it, but the Orlando Magic won 11 of their last 17. Paolo is balling out of his mind. He's been incredible this year. He should be worthy of all-star consideration as a rookie.
No.
You are not going to pigeonhole me as a Magic hater. That is one of the best young duos in the league. Banchero and Wagner, that might be like the most modern young duo
which
can
says
have.
A just lot. 6'9". That's a lot coming from the president of the Jalen Suggs campaign, by the way.
That is true.
All right.
6'9", 6'10", they can beat you inside. They have tons of size.
Monday, 10:02 p.m. Pacific time. That means he sent this at 1 in the morning East Coast. Jay King. Magic didn't seem too scrappy tonight against the Kings.
This is true. They did not.
That's because they were so scrappy against the Warriors right before that.
After on Sunday when I was like, yo, they've been scrappy lately. They've won 10 of 15 or whatever it was at the time. And he just laughed me off.
My greatest strength and greatest weakness is that I have trouble moving off a take. And all right. If I say something, I dig in.
And it's like greatest weakness is creating the take as well.
Yeah. That
Here's another one. Here's another one who deserves serious consideration.
Okay.
The Pistons Bogdanović Boyan, let's get him in there. Relax, come on.
Casey, relax.
Dwayne Casey did say that
Dwayne Casey, like, I'm
he's
Coach
up there
Dirk
with Kevin Garnett.
Offensively, he's up there with Dirk and KG.
We should Casey create an all-star game of non-all-stars, of people who think they all-stars but are not all-stars.
Well, speaking of that, we'll get into the Western
Jordan
Conference
Poole
All-Star.
Jordan Poole would be top. He would be top of that list.
You do.
Number one vote getter.
We'll get into the Western Conference All-Stars. But first, this break, back after this.
Oh, Julius Randle. We didn't mention Julius Randle.
Well, now you just did. Just like keep that in.
Yeah, leave that in there. Julius Randle deserves mention. He's an All-Star this year, right?
Yeah.
They can't have two All-Stars, though.
Well, I don't know. They're pretty good.
Like and seven, if they have one, know? Would it be just him or Brunson? I don't know.
Keep all this in.
Maybe it is deeper than I said.
Quit talking, but keep all this in.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And we're back. Take three, West All-Stars. All right, Marcus, let's debate the West All-Star team. Help me with the locks, and then we'll debate. LeBron, lock. Jokic, lock. Anthony Davis, lock.
Lock.
Zion,
lock.
Steph,
lock.
Luka, Ja.
Lock, lock.
All right, then how about this? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, but yes. Lock. Absolutely.
Damian Lillard.
You know what I'm going to say.
Devin Booker.
Lock.
Lowry Markkanen.
Cut that out.
Remember, it's in Salt Lake City.
That's where
Salt the Lake locks
calm, calm down. Yeah, calm down. It's
all right.
He's been great, though.
Nah, he's
been
really incredible. Good. He's incredible. But
Paul George.
Yeah, I'm locking Paul George. And by the way, you skip it over somebody critically important. De'Aaron Fox.
I didn't skip over any. Right.
Sabonis still got a list. Isn't on this list either. Please show my king some respect.
All right. De'Aaron Fox, lock?
No.
Not a lock, but you know.
Domantas Sabonis, lock?
Nah, no. Not a lock. No, but they both deserve consideration.
They're in that marketing category. Yeah. Like, all right, let's discuss.
Clay had a tough start, but he's been good.
Similar. Let's discuss.
Okay. Kawhi getting in?
No.
You can't give Kawhi. He's been really good when he plays.
Kawhi's played like 11
What
games
about for... all of the Denver propaganda to be like, oh, Aaron Gordon, he's an all-star. He's an all-star. What's happening here? Is this just because we got to get Denver a second guy? I have not watched I've watched Aaron Gordon be like, oh, yeah, he's playing well this year. And there's no point where I'd be like, that dude's an all-star.
Yeah, he's not an all-star. Like, I'm going marketing, like, that, you know, De'Aaron Fox over Aaron Gordon. But
yeah,
I think it's just we don't have another way to say, man, you really stepped your game up. And after ripping you all these years, we're really impressed by you now.
You just did it. We can just say that.
But it's not as efficient. We need a bumper sticker. We need a bumper sticker way to say it.
Look at you taking this shit seriously after 8 years. Like, see, yeah, congratulations.
That's like one of my book titles. We need a more succinct way of saying it. That's like, hey, man, he's an all-star. Like,
but he has really changed, though. That dude used to do so much of the dumbest stuff on the basketball court. But he has taken a lot of that dumb stuff out, and part of it is just playing with Jokic.
Yeah.
But he's been what they want from him. Super athlete, can guard a lot.
Yeah, he's been really good.
Has leaned into all the things he's really good at.
If Denver keeps up this pace, right, and they're – one seed or tied with the one seed with Memphis, you know, by the time we get to the bench selections, does Denver need a second guy?
No.
Okay.
Nah.
Sometimes you just don't have a second all-star. Sometimes you just don't.
Or it's going to be like the Hawks where you just put five of them in. Just go all of them. Like,
God, that was such garbage, man. No.
I need Bruce Brown in the
Timberwolves. All-star team. Timberwolves are getting in, right? I haven't checked the screen assist numbers yet for Rudy, but he's not getting in, right?
He doesn't deserve to be in. None of them.
You guys really think AD is going to be a lock?
Yeah.
I think he'll be a lock mostly because he won't play anyway, so the spot will be free.
It's kind of it's a freebie. Yeah. I guess that's kind of it. Like, the West isn't that deep, other than, like, a bunch of guys we like have been All-Stars before and then just injured. Like, Kawhi, AD, like, all the dudes that are, you know, hit with injuries.
Yeah, B.I. would have been one of them dudes.
B.I. would have absolutely, yeah, he absolutely would have
been. Zion, we haven't said Zion, have we?
Yeah, we said
Zion. Yeah, Zion's
Okay, cool.
What about, I know the efficiency isn't necessarily there, but I think the way he's played, like C.J. McCollum,
yeah,
I think has been excellent. I think he should, I don't think he gets in over like De'Aaron Fox, but I think he deserves consideration.
Yeah, if you got a spot left, you're starting to look at those guys, right?
Yeah.
The good teams and the second, like Denver doesn't have one, but New Orleans does, like, you know. I don't know. Does Memphis even have one? Has Desmond Bane played enough?
Ja.
I mean, the second one I'm talking about.
Bane hasn't played enough.
He's played enough.
Like, maybe Jaren Jackson Jr.
I was thinking maybe.
But that's I mean, he's not getting in over Aaron Gordon, right? He's not getting in over Sabonis. Like,
yeah, I think it's one of those last spots. Got to go to Markkanen. Like,
I think Markkanen's a lock. I really do. Like, I think he's been good enough. They've been solid enough.
Talk,
it's,
talk
in, it's in Salt Lake City. Like,
I do think talking it out, there's not anybody, like you said, there's not anybody else who's saying,
like, look,
nah,
we can believe that the lottery winner just randomly goes to teams. We can believe that. I think there's some funny business behind the scenes.
If you think Lowry Markkanen deserves to be an All-Star, that's fine.
Did you just unplug your microphone? You sound weird now.
If you think he should... Oh, yeah, it did get unplugged. How do I sound now, baby?
The same.
Excellent.
Now you're muted. Excellent. Now you're muted. You sound great now.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
If you think Lowry Markkanen is an All-Star, then that's one thing. If you think he should be in the All-Star game, because he plays for
I'm saying it's a factor.
If you got two guys and it's like, who do we choose?
We don't see the ballots of the coaches ever, right? We don't see that happen.
There is not one person outside of Lowry Markkanen's immediate family that would buy a ticket to the All-Star game just because he's in it. You cannot tell me someone in Utah, even anyone in Utah, is sitting there like, you know what? If Lowry gets in this All-Star game, I'm going.
Are you telling me that the great country of Finland is not going to swarm Salt Lake City? You telling me that?
If nothing else, they're going to Park City anyway, right? Like, so they might as well stop.
Park City's beautiful, man. Park City's incredible. If you have not booked your travel,
February?
Oh, God, man, what a time. All right, let's move on. Coming up after the break, do the Raptors need to wrap it up? Right here on the Athletic NBA Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominant Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Take four. Raptors wrap it up.
Hey, this sounds like a Planned Parenthood ad every time you say it. What are we doing?
I know what I'm saying. The Raptors got a much needed win against the Hornets that makes two in a row. But they still sit on the outside looking in on the Eastern Conference play-in tournament. Raptors seem to be at a pivot point with players like Fred VanVleet, Gary Trent Jr., who have player options this summer. Otto Porter Jr. is out for the season after having surgery on his left foot. And Scotty Barnes has not taken that big step forward that they were hoping for. Mostly, this team's just been horrible at making shots. Offensive rating is good enough. It's in the upper half of the league because they grab offensive rebounds. They don't turn the ball over. But 29th in field goal percentage, 29th in three-point percentage, and a blistering 28th in two-point percentage. Jay, is it time for Masai to pivot towards the draft and build a younger team in Toronto?
I still think this is a very complicated decision just because they do have a core of guys who are very good and I think work really well together. OG, VanVleet, Scotty Barnes, Pascal Siakam, those guys can be part of a team that wins a lot of games and wins at a high level. But there's just a lot of wasted space on that roster. It's not a deep roster. They play Juancho Hernangómez. They play Christian Kwoko. They
Cruz,
play
baby. That's Bo
they
Cruz.
Play Chris that Boucher. Like, movie. These are not like high level basketball players. And
I can't
you look at how far they
that movie, by the way. It really
what are you talking
it.
About? I got to star in a movie on Netflix.
Are you kidding?
I mean, but, it, that but, movie. But now we watch forever. Him play and we wait
hey,
for
Bo
Cruz.
That motherfucker too. Look at him, man.
Anthony Edwards is in that movie too, but he looks like the guy we see in the movie. He's the only one who doesn't look like the guy in the movie.
It my thing with the Raptors is just that I just don't believe they're this bad at making shots. Now, I know we're halfway through the season. They have been. But I feel like there's a regression to the mean coming. Like, they don't have a bunch of bad shooters. They've got guys who just aren't hitting shots. And so, Marcus, I don't really know what to do
but
with that.
They don't have great shooters either. They're all mediocre shooters.
But not that bad.
At best.
Not that bad.
Except VanVleet used to be good.
Yeah, he needs to have another kid.
It's time. It's time, friend.
It's time. They all need to have kids.
Speaking of wrapping it up,
I feel like
he does.
Wow, that is incredible, Jay. That is incredible.
I Marcus, do feel what do you like do with the Raptors.
I feel like it's time. I feel like because even is this team going to win a championship anytime in the near future?
No,
like they're gonna need different more anyway. Why not start doing it? Like you watch Orlando. Right, they're coming, man. Like, like at some point, you won't be the little feisty team that could anymore. Like, somebody's coming for. Like, to me, they'll just be in this kind of purgatory of good, make the playoffs.
Because really Cleveland, like leapt over them.
Yes.
Right? Like you, like they're kind of in that mix with now. With
I feel like
Washington,
they need to do
Chicago.
Something.
Atlanta should have made the leap over them, but
They haven't. Yeah, it just feels like if you get stuck here, everybody will pass you by. And now, you know, Raptors culture is about championships, right? Like they've done that, right? You got Drake courtside, you got a title, you got a ring. Now you can't be
hold on.
Be happy.
This is not. We can't say they're about championships. They're about championship. That they won. This is like when Rondo was like, "We're the Celtics. Well, hey, we hang banners here." It's like you hung banner.
A banner. Yeah.
Banner.
It's once you've tasted it though, it's hard to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Once you've had that taste. Like that time when Jay didn't wrap it up. Like it's tough to wrap it up after you've had that.
Chill.
What's happening right now? Who would you trade? Who would you trade, Jay? Would you trade Siakam? Would you go like big pivot here, or would you just kind of move like a Van Vliet here, a Gary Trent Jr.
I would move
there?
Gary Trent.
OG's been on the block for a couple years, right? Like they've got to trade OG at some point.
Got to trade OG.
Or unless he's the new John Collins.
See, that's where it gets complicated. I do think they could get something significant for OG. And
he's good, man. He's really good.
And if you pivot toward the Scotty Barnes timeline, like that could be worthwhile. He's somebody worth building around, even though this year hasn't gone great for him. I just think it because of they have a number of really good players, and it's really hard to find the right deal for a really good player that'll set you up in a better situation than you're in today. And I think honestly, like if you just fill out the rest of the roster with better players, like not the top of it, those guys can have you with a really good team soon.
Yeah.
But they don't have enough depth. And then Scotty's gonna take a leap at some point. It hasn't come this year, but like he's a talented guy. He's gonna figure it out.
Is he gonna take a leap to being like the guy, or is he gonna take a leap to being like another Siakam, who's like that's a really, really good player, right? That's all-star, all NBA level, but it's not the guy where you're like, yeah, that dude's gonna lead us to a title.
He's in shape Boris Dio. That's all.
Look, there's no disrespect to Boris.
That whatever you're going to say is going to be disrespect because
he was awesome. He was a genius. He was a role player, though, right? He was a star role player, but he was a role player. Scotty Barnes is better than that. Just in terms of top talent.
I see Boris. I hold him in very high regard.
But I'm saying like Scotty Barnes is not there to be like the next Boris Dio. He's there to be a better player than that.
He's there to be in shape Boris Dio, who would have been a killer. Imagine Boris Dio dedicated himself.
Boris Dio just lean and ripped. And
I'm telling you, that dude would have averaged like 20, 13, and 11.
Everything Jokic is doing now, he would have been doing, right? Like he would, we've seen Jokic before. It's called Boris Dio if he didn't have a baguette in his hand.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, this is the first time we've ever talked about wrapping it up when a team's shooting blanks, right? All right, take five, rookie rankings. Last week. Last week, Sam Vecenie released his rookie rankings on theathletic.com. Here are his top five so far this season. And just a disclaimer, this is how the players have performed so far this season. Not projecting forward. Number one, Paolo Banchero. No surprise there. Number two, Benedict Mathurin. No real surprise there either. Number three, the wing version of Jalen Williams for the Thunder. Number four, AJ Griffin. And number five, Keegan Murray. Marcus, how do you feel about these rankings? Anyone snubbed? Any of the rookies too high? Or do you like what we're seeing here with Paolo, Mathurin, Jalen Williams, AJ Griffin, Keegan Murray?
I feel like Keegan's too low.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not putting AJ Griffin ahead of Keegan Murray.
But I am offended that there is no Patrick Baldwin Jr. on this list. Clearly the best shooter of all of the rookies.
What?
And you are letting the fact that Steve Kerr refuses to play him impact his rankings, and that's just not right. It's not right, I tell you.
I don't. His agent call you just now? Is that where you were?
Yeah, I just read. He's just. I'm working on a profile, and no. That was the FedEx dude who braved the weather, and I had to sign. Yeah, I missed him 2 days in a row, and I was like, I can't miss him today. But no, I just feel like Keegan is too low. But I mean, the top half of this rookie draft is incredible. I mean, I feel like this is one of those where we hype up drafts so much. This is the class. This is it. Like, this one was legit, right? Like, this one was legit. So,
Jaden Ivey's been really good. I think Jaden Ivey's been good. Like, he hasn't been the most efficient guy, but for what that situation in Detroit became, I think he's been good.
His season's weird because he's been totally empty stats guy this year.
Yeah.
But if you project him forward, nobody can keep him in front. Like, that dude is an ultra freak. And I think, like down the road, he and Cade Cunningham are just going to be really, really good together.
Jalen Duren's been good too. Like Troy Weaver did a good job with that draft.
Yeah, to me, like Ivy's issue is like, I think some he's one of those people who kind of needs to chill a little bit. Like
kind of.
Some of these guys,
he has that. I don't think he has that.
Some of these guys, like you know, like yeah, man, I'm out here, I'm good. Yes, I've proven it. Mather is one of those guys. Like at some point, you got to understand, like yo, there's a Kevin Durant, and then there's you, right? Like
you could also throw you could throw Walker Kessler into the mix too. Yeah. He's been really good, right? Like
he's been great. He's been great. I feel like Jabari's played Nembhard. Well too.
Jabari, yeah, he's just not making shots.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But he's doing a lot of the other things. Yeah, he's doing a lot of the other things.
Like, I mean, look, you can't just hang it on one game, but he had a game where he played really good defense against Giannis, like for stretches in that game.
Did you say Jalen Williams, okay, Oklahoma City?
Yeah, the wing.
He was number.
Yeah, not the number not the big three on the wing. Yeah, he's number three on the list.
He's tough, man. He's got so much to his game.
He's so good. He's like
he's smooth with it.
Even if the injury hadn't happened, I would have gone with the take that he's their best rookie. And that's, you know, that's me just maybe throwing a little shade at Chet for Jay's sake. But I'm that high on Jalen Williams. Like, I think he's awesome.
The Thunder are really interesting long term because they have so many guys who can put the ball on the floor.
Yeah.
And get by guys. Like you can see that they're really interested in putting together a group that everybody can dribble, shoot, pass, do a little bit of everything, including Chet, including Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of guys with size who can do that, which is rare.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't many teams. And obviously, they haven't totally figured it out yet. But with Giddey, with Williams, with Chet when he gets back, like, it's an interesting mix of guys who just can do a lot of things.
It's probably a topic for a different day, but let's say the Thunder and the Jazz do not win the lottery, right, this year. And you're going into that week before draft night, and everyone's just like, oh, whoever got number one pick got Victor Wembanyama. Like, this is it. Could you, like, if you're the team that gets the number one pick, and Sam Presti says, we got 12 first-round picks, you can have them all. We're like 12 future first-round picks. Or Utah is like, hey, all those picks from Cleveland and all those picks from Minnesota, they're all yours. Pick swaps too. They're all yours. Give us the number one pick. Would you do that or would you still take
Absolutely not.
That's a lot of draft capital though, right?
Like, yeah.
Wembanyama is a creative player.
The problem is the whole point of getting all that draft capital is so you can get the next Wembanyama.
Okay, but hold on. What's the who's the team that would take it?
Minnesota.
Because there is a team that would take it. There is a team that would take it.
Minnesota.
I don't think there is. Honestly, and this is what's part of what's really interesting with the Wembanyama stuff. All these teams that stink this year, they all have interesting pieces that when you pair them next to Wembanyama, like none of the teams at the very bottom of the league are talentless.
Right.
Like there are, like if he lands on the Magic, like him, Banchero, Wagner would be just like crazy.
If he lands on the Rockets.
And don't forget Bol Bol.
If he lands in Houston, like him, Jabari, Jalen Green, like that's really interesting. Yeah. Like they're
Detroit.
If it's Detroit, him, Cade, and Jaden Ivey, it's like any scenario you can dream of or think of, like, throw Wembanyama in there and that.
I mean, Golden State.
It's not just him. It's like there's a lot.
You think they give up Patrick Baldwin Jr. for the number one pick?
I don't know if that would happen. Yeah,
now you're going too far. But James Wiseman could be had. Anyway,
you get James Wiseman ties to Rome. That's all I do right there. I'll stop it there.
That's going to do it for this week's Point of Contention. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Athletic Podcast Network. Warriors Plus Minus. Anything is potable. Down to Dunk. No Dunks. Glue Guys. Sixers Beat. And the Bun and Cardigan Show. For Jay King, for Marcus Thompson, for Andrew Schlecht, I'm Zach Harper. See you next time on the Athletic NBA Show podcast.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.